Okay, it's April 15th, 1991. I'm at the home of Vernon Berkey in Mill Creek, West Virginia, and he's going to play the Helvetia Polka. I'm sorry.
We done messed up twice.
Okay.
This is an old song from Granddad, Hinkle Pinkle. This is one of Grandpa's old waltzes. Don't really know the name of it, but we'll call it Grandpa's Waltz.
Thank you.
was Grandpa's waltz, but now what was his name?
Fred Berkey.
Fred Berkey.
Senior.
Mm-hmm. And he lived at?
He lived at Helvetia on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And he came from Bern, Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the year that he immigrated, or would you have an idea?
No, let's see. It's in the 1800s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know exactly when. Did it be in that book of mm-hmm. Dave?
Yeah.
God, probably.
Right. Where in the Helvetia area was the farm?
It was 3 miles from Helvetia, out of Helvetia, on top of the mountain.
Would it be back this
about
way?
About halfway between Pickens and Helvetia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, was that where you were raised
That's
to?
That's where I was born and raised. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then your father's name was also Fred?
No, his name was Ernest.
Ernest.
But his older brother was Fred also,
mm-hmm.
Fred Jr.
Okay.
My dad's name was Ernest.
And your dad played the fiddle.
Right.
And you...
They immigrated in 1873.
Uh-huh.
But they settled in Ohio, then they moved here in 1873.
Uh-huh.
That's how it was.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was...
Getting back, let's see. Your father was Ernest, and he was a fiddle player, and your grandfather was Fred Berkey, and he was a fiddle player.
Right.
Did they call them fiddles or violins?
Violins, I think.
Violins, yeah. You wouldn't know if any farther back than that than your family played.
No.
Do you think that was something he learned in the old country and brought here, or do you think he learned after he got here? Would you have any idea?
I'd say his... He had an older violin than this one that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say his dad might have been a violin player, too, or a mm-hmm. fiddle player.
Mm-hmm.
But his dad also taught school to the deaf and dumb. Or what did they call the deaf mm-hmm. and dumb? I mean...
That was in the old country.
That is in the old country, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And he learned a lot of the signs, too. That's about all I know about him.
Mm-hmm. Would you know his name or remember?
His name was John.
John Berkey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Now, Berkey wasn't a name that was shortened or anything.
Yeah, it was changed.
Was it?
We have trunks. Were they brought over with them or uh-huh. it sent from the old country and it had on it Burki?
Uh-huh.
Now, last year, we were over in Switzerland. We found families by the name of Burki too in mm-hmm. the same area,
mm-hmm.
and we've never researched on that now since we were here since mm-hmm. we were back, but we want to do that. We want to get
mm-hmm.
you know, see if there's any relatives over there yet.
Yeah,
actually, we met a young guy. He's about 30, 35 years old, that's over there. And he spells his name Burki, same as ours was before uh-huh. when they came over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked him why they'd want to change names, you know, change the lettering. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, it might have got changed by accident.
Yeah.
And they'd never just yeah. let it go like that.
Right.
Like when they came here, they might have just wrote it down Burki, and
right.
that was it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And what was the town they were from?
Bern.
Mm-hmm.
That is the canton. That's like a county.
Yeah.
The town was Oschi in Switzerland, uh-huh. where they were from, where mm-hmm. he was from. So it is in that area.
Mm-hmm. I think the Bollies told me that their people had come from Ohio, too.
Yeah.
To Helvetia from
yeah.
Ohio. Was that common,
know.
Or do you know?
I don't know why they, maybe a boatload of them came over and they all just went to the same direction. Yeah. And then they, I don't know, see, the four brothers came from, the family from Ohio came to Turkey Bone.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that property still in the airship.
Mm-hmm.
And they settled there. Then Grandpa bought the farm where I was born and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the farm between Helvish and Pickens. But they actually were... came to Turkey Bone when they came from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio.
Hmm. And he was a farmer, your grandfather?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he made cheese, too.
Really? Is that right?
He was a...
To sell?
Yeah. They. Uh-huh. I don't know how that all got into circulation or got into the community, but they all pulled their milk together, and built a cheese house over there on the farm, and he made cheese.
Did you ever help with that or anything?
No. Mm-hmm. It is all down before we, the building's still there.
Is that right?
And the mold, and it's all kind of dilapidated, but it's still all there. The press.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it old? Wooden equipment, or
yeah, old, a big, a runoff table where the whey would run down, and
uh-huh.
And they had a little building out from the main building where they brought the milk in. The neighbors would bring the milk in, and then he would take it and heat it over this. He had a little fireplace. Well, it's a pretty nice size fireplace in the. With two big posts up, or put the kettles on it and hang kettles on it, swing it in on the fire, and then bring her back out. Then he had where he laid the cheese. The cheese operation has to be aged. Like one day you have to leave it on one side, and then you got to turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
So they made big boards, it's about the size of a 50-gallon drum. It's only made out of poplar lumber, nice soft lumber, and it's like a skid. Then they turn them cheese over every day and salt them on that top side.
Uh-huh.
Next day they turn them over for 21 days.
21 times.
Yeah.
How about that?
And those cheese weighed around 100 pounds, so they were pretty good size. They were big round.
Yeah. Wonder if they ever shipped them out of the
I don't
area.
Know. I don't know what they done with.
When now, was that? Do you know when that was?
No, I don't. It is back in that. It could have been with the connection with this Pickens hardwood, the hardwood and Haven in the hardwood.
Yeah,
book.
The lumber industry.
Lumber industry, and now see, one of the brothers, he had a little butcher shop. A Turkey Bone, then he raised calves and cows, and he made a living with selling meat and stuff to the
company
houses, yeah, to the boarding houses, and that's how he made a living on the farm.
Hmm.
Evidently, those cheese went to the neighboring towns there and to the lumber camps.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, do you know what year your grandfather died?
Oh, 1939, I think. 38 or 39.
And if he came in 75, so it was back around, probably around the turn of the century, or even, that would be about when they were really working the timber, too.
Yeah.
Hmm.
18, this says 70, 73. And there's a lot of dates in there in that book about 1880, in the 1870s to 80s, and then 1900, of course.
Mm-hmm.
What else did they do? Well, they all raised they all raised everything that they could raise. Like they had, everybody had bees, everybody had their own hogs and lambs and cattle, and they raised grain. They raised oats and wheat and buckwheat and stuff like that. They were pretty well. They had everything they needed except salt and, you know, sugar and
was
stuff.
There, I wonder if there was a flour mill at one time.
Sunballs used to have a flour mill. They used to have one at Pickens, the Stodler. The Stodler boys had a flour grinding apparatus. And then, well, Sunballs had, they had a steam boiler, and they run that. Grist mill and all that. Of course, that was later now. I remember that pretty well, you know. But I don't know if, evidently, there was several flour.
Must have had a water mill
mill somewhere, yeah. There was one right out here. Yeah, there was one right out here on the river.
Yeah.
On Mill Creek.
Mm-hmm.
A grist mill.
And your father, he was a farmer.
He was a farmer. He had he was also a carpenter. He done carpenter work. He worked for different companies that came in to set up sawmills and stuff like that. He'd work like in off time from the farm. He'd go working on public works like that. I guess the last job he done on public works was the schoolhouse at Pickens. You know, the one schoolhouse burned down. Of course, that wasn't the one that was in the hardwood book, but the older one, or the next one down, it burned, and then they built this last one, and he laid flooring up there for him. That's all he done, just went up there and laid floor for, I don't know, several weeks. That's where we met the McQuain brothers, the Plasters. Now they were musicians too, I think.
Was that Alton?
Alton, I think.
Yeah, I knew him.
Did they play music?
Oh,
that's what I thought. They came to our house one night.
Huh. He lived down in Grassy Creek in Webster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know he worked up there, and he come home of an evening, and they must have been plastering before they laid floor. And he says, "Boy, I'm telling you," he said, "I never saw anybody do that, like do plastering as fast as them guys." There were three of them, I think. And he said, "I never saw nothing like that." He said, "They could really put that stuff up." And he really talked about that. And then one night, he found out that if there was two or three of them, or maybe they had somebody with them that could play music, and they came over one night, and they played music for a long time. Yeah, my dad had I think that old cello is still over there. And we had an organ, and later on we bought a piano, and the organ, I guess, I don't know where we must have sold it at a sale over there one time. And we had there was a banjo in the family, and we all learned most of it. We'd ding around on it a little bit, you know, on most of it. Played the piano a little bit, chord on it, and banjo, and we never did have a mandolin. I finally went and bought one of them. I got one of them old mandolins over here yet. It's got a string off right now.
Did you ever have any pictures of your father or grandfather with a violin or with music?
No, I don't think so. Did you ever see one, Jim? Now, we've got some movies. We used to have a 8mm home camera. Mm-hmm. We got some movies of me and my brother and my uncle, my dad's brother,
mm-hmm.
playing, of course, no sound.
Yeah.
Huh. Playing with that, on that, he played the guitar, my Uncle Werner. We got pictures of that, but we don't have no photos of any
of long ago was the movie made?
Well, that was in 1958. 58, when Marquita was little, when we were in Clarksburg, 56, wasn't it? Somewhere along in there. That's 40 years ago, almost.
Yeah, getting there. Did you know Dave, over near Buchanan played the washtub bass?
He played with,
he told me he played around Helvetia a fair amount. Morgan.
He played with, the Sleepy Hollow.
Sounds
Sleepy
right.
Hollow Ramblers, yeah.
Sounds right.
He told me. Yeah, I played with them before.
Uh-huh.
A few square dances.
Uh-huh.
I forget. He had that, washtub deal amplified. Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that. He had a big time. He worked on that thing all his life. It looks like he still worked tinkers on it and thinks he's come up with a better way to do it. He's pretty good. He plays the fiddle a little bit too.
Yeah.
Dave Morgan. Did he play for dances up in New Helvetia?
He helped play. Yeah. Yeah. Him and Bill Sumball. And can't think of the guy's name, the guitar player of Sleepy Hollow Gang.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the time they had their own violin player or fiddle player.
Mm-hmm.
And they, when they couldn't get there, they'd call me and I'd go play
mm-hmm.
with them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he was always, Morgan was always there with that bass. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Denver is the other guy's name. Denver Cannon. Cannyon or something.
Caner.
Caner. Yeah, Caner. That's right.
Okay, yeah, I've heard him.
Dave Caner.
Mm-hmm.
He lost two guys out of his gang in 1 year. Fred Sumball died with a heart attack.
Bill,
the accordion player. He was mm-hmm. good. He played a lot of these old timers.
Mm-hmm.
And the drummer he had was working on the state road working for a hard topping outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was flagging on the road and heard somebody run over him. Killed him. And in one year he missed, two of his guys got killed out of the gang that was playing with him.
Well, you said your grandfather was a cheesemaker, and did your people make it as you were growing up? Did you always have cheese?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mother made it then, and Grandpa, I guess he learned how to make it before he came over here already mm-hmm. in Switzerland. Maybe mm-hmm. he may, you know, practice, but she learned off of him, and we always made it the same as mm-hmm. Granddad did. And that's, mm-hmm. of course, everybody in Helvetia did too. They tried to make it the same as the Swiss cheese was.
And who was your mother?
My mother was a Bettler.
Uh-huh.
John Bettler. He used to be justice of the peace.
Mm-hmm.
He lived right there where, across from my cabin. That is the, mm-hmm. I'm on part of the home place, of his home place.
I see.
Her home place.
Mm.
He was also a carpenter. I guess his family came from Switzerland too. They came and settled into Pennsylvania first. somewhere. I'm not sure where they came to. And anyway, then they came here from there. It's odd how they came away from the bigger cities, or, you know, what are big cities now that came into this area.
But it sounds like they were probably, at least in your grandfather's case, they were living country style life in the the old country, and probably what they're looking for here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, we were over there a couple of years ago, and boy, I'll tell you, it looks like here, really. But then the mountains, then after the fog lifts, the mountains are way up there. They're again as high, you know. It just seemed like, it just looks like around here, and all of a sudden it's, here's a big peak sticking up there. And then they have some, I was surprised to see all the level land they had, though, in the valleys. It's really nice. Beautiful.
Now, what's your brother's name that you play music with?
Norman.
Norman. And the time I heard you at the Hellfish Affair, you were singing. Where did you get your songs?
Well, those were just songs from Grandma and Granddad.
Were they?
Yeah, Switzerland.
And you sing them in German.
Yeah.
Do you know what they mean then?
Yeah. Partly. He knows more about them than I do. We never did really sit down and spell out all the words to be, you know, all the songs. But a lot of them we know. I know we sing one that this guy goes to a creek and loses his sock. Evidently, he's wading in the creek. So without that sock, he wouldn't go home. That's the way. That's the song. And it goes on, and then they yodel, and we sing it over and over again. That's just a little story on that.
And do you remember the old people singing this?
Yeah, I can remember some of them. They'd sing at the fair, you know, and maybe some. Well, a church now, they had the preacher would preach in German one Sunday. The next Sunday, he'd preach in English. And, of course, when the kids got bigger and learned English, we kind of forgot about how to talk or German, so we didn't go to church on the on the German sermons. We'd wait till the English came. Now, my sister, she didn't know how to talk English when she started school.
Is that right?
We always talked German at home. And well, Grandpa and Granddad, well, Grandma couldn't talk English. But Grandpa could, so everybody just talked German. So they lived with us, and, well, we just talked. They all just talked German until Irene was 7 years old. And then here, she's got to go to school, or 6 years old. So she cried. She didn't want to go to school because she couldn't talk English. Well, she could probably talk, but not too well. Anyway, she wanted to stay home and be a little Swiss girl. So it ended up she went, and she became a school teacher then.
How about that?
So anyway. But the rest of us, we learned English before we went to school. We was, I mean, a little bit anyway.
So can you still carry a conversation in German?
No, not, well, I can understand it better, but I had a hard time over there when I was over there.
Yeah.
Because, well, my vocabulary isn't that great. I can understand a good bit of it, but not, I couldn't talk a full line of it.
How many songs, those old German songs, do you think you and your brother now?
Oh, I don't know. 5 or 6 is about all, I think, maybe. We've got some copies of other ones that we haven't learned to sing yet that came around somewhere or another. I don't know where the copies came from, but we got them and we keep them to finally sing at them, you know. That's about all we sing is 2 or 3, maybe 5, 6 songs.
Yeah, I liked it when I heard it. Who is the, you mentioned a while back when we were talking before I had this hooked up about Delaney in Pickens who played the guitar in
Delaney, Cecil
Delaney.
Cecil Delaney.
You think his playing days are past?
Yeah, he can't hardly get around anymore. Yeah. I don't think he's played any for all 40 years, I don't suppose.
And who did he play with?
Well, him and his brother, Norval used to play the fiddle, I think, and his brother. And he used to play with us once in a while, with my dad and them.